Parshas Truma says, "Vatuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham." Make for me a mikdash, and I will descend upon you. And the Zohar says that it's lav dafka talking about a beis hamikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will descend upon. But every shul is a mikdash mat, says the Zohar. So this whole day kanisha d'alma mikdash ikre. So this concept of vatuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. The Shechina, Shachanti B'Socham, does not only apply to the Beis HaMikdash, but applies to each and every shul that we have. And the Zohar continues that the Shechina actually comes to the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, based on the language, it comes earlier. It comes in, it comes before the meaning even comes, which we're going to get into. So based on that, we're going to talk about two topics today. And they are related, as we will see. The first topic is going to be, when it comes to shul, being of the first 10, probably. So we're going to go through that sugya, the source for being of the first 10. Is it better to be number 1? Is it better to be number 10? Does it not matter if you're amongst the first 10? So that's the concept of being the first 10 to the minyan, is deemed number 1. Halacha number 2, which is apparently unrelated, but we'll see it is related, is the mitzvah, the concept of going to shul, leaving home and going to shul once your tzitzit and or talis and tefillin are already on. So going to shul, ready to go, not getting into shul. I remember that I learned that halacha when I was in college, and in Philadelphia you didn't walk up Locust Walk wearing your talis and tefillin. We didn't wear talisim back then, we were married, but it would look a little bit funny. But a friend of mine used to always was mocky to put on his tefillin, and he wore a talis outside, put it on in the library, whatever, to walk into shul. And I remember him teaching me that halacha back then. There's a constable stuff to see if we have to do it, not putting on talis tefillin inside a shul but outside of shul. And it says a little bit like there's a Gemara that says that when you depart from a friend, you should only depart from your friend mitoch dvar halacha, shemitochach zochreihu. Him teaching you halacha, by virtue of that halacha, you can remember him. So what's shot in that? Shot in that, I got shot in that from learning this halacha. Seeing my friend, he told me you should put on your tefillin outside of shul. Every time I do it, it's because of him. And every time I do it, I remember him, or I should remember him, because he taught me that halacha. So that's why the Gemara tells us, every time you do it, depart from a friend, not every morning, if they have a nice day, tell them halacha. But if you're going to depart for an extended period of time, you should teach each other halacha, because by incorporating that halacha into your life, you will remember each other from that. So that I understood shot from learning this halacha. So that's the second... What? No, we're not going to talk about that. No, it's a different sugya. But important, we cover that when we talk about eating issues. That's what we'll hear Hashem cover that. So D number 2 is putting on talis tefillin at home, getting to shul, arriving at talis tefillin. And how are these two related? Because sometimes they conflict. How do they sometimes conflict? Sometimes you have to choose one or the other, being amongst the first 10 or going with talis and tefillin. When does that happen? Somebody who davens nates. We have a number of people who daven nates here. Putting on talis and tefillin, you only can put on talis and tefillin at the time of Mishiyachir. There are many opinions as to when Mishiyachir is. 30-something minutes, 40-something minutes, 50 minutes, 52 minutes, up to an hour before sunrise. So there are many opinions, but there is, if you got people showing up, a bunch of people, the first 10 showing up, before you can put on your talis and tefillin at home, you've got to choose. I have a choice, not being of the first 10 and putting on my talis and tefillin at home, or compromising on putting it on at home and getting to shul to be of the first 10, and then I'm stuck putting on my talis and tefillin at shul, not at home. So we're going to talk about both of these halachas independently, and then we're going to say, if there is a conflict, which one trumps the other? Which is, I don't know if Makudish is the word, but which is going to win out. Okay,
we're also going to talk about whether shul starts if shul starts at 7, whether you're talking about being one of the first 10 at 6 or at 5:30 or...
You know, there's going to be a lot of gray areas, but ask along the way.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of gray areas in this sugya, but we'll try to find the quality. Tony, you said that. I don't know if you're going to cover it. I once gave a shiur at Caltech. And I don't know how to say this nicely, but there was they're incredibly bright, and one of the attendees was incredibly arrogant. And she didn't have the greatest of interpersonal relationship skills. So she says, "Maybe you'll get to this, but I doubt it." And then she asked her a question. So I appreciate it saying so nicely and kind. When somebody says, we talk about the prayer, right? When everyone says, maybe you'll get there, it's like said in such a nice, pleasant way, that, but I doubt you'll get there. So, thank you, Jonathan. Okay, so.
And this is your wife now.
But my wife was, we were married, my wife was in attendance, and we walked out of that year together saying, what was that? What was that? And I told the rabbi, you asked me to give the issue. I said, that is the last time I'm speaking there. First and last. Okay, Shin Dalad Mem. We're going to go through some introductory concepts of the milas of going to shul, the mila of the kedusha of a shul, and then we'll get into our sugya. So, Shin Dalad Mem on the right side, in the middle paragraph says, Bezohar. Bezohar Kasa. Ashrei hu adam hanimsa me'elu asar harishon beis hakineset. Somebody who is the first, ashrei, praiseworthy is somebody who is of the first 10 that gets to the shul. Mishum shibahem nishlam masha nishlam. Because of the first 10, shin dalad mem, it's right side, shin mem dalad, but they butchered it a little. Shmad.
What's wrong with that?
They try not to use the words, the negative words when they have page numbers. Okay, so somebody who gets a shul of the first 10 is completing what should be completed. What's that? The Hainu Ha'eda. What's an Eda when it comes to minyan? Eda means 10 people. It's a minyan. Yeah. Of the first 10, that is praiseworthy, you're making the minyan. She'enu Pachos Me'asara. Then Mishatim Chila B'Shtina. There are those the ones that are sanctified first. With the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is there in the shul. And we're creating the minyan. Jump down three lines where it says, Kichol Ha'asara.
Wait, so every day you're recreating a building of it, a mikdash out of it,
please? No, the mikdash exists, but what we are doing is, we're creating a body. We're creating a body for the minyan. And we're going to create a parallel between the human body and the minyan. Kichol Ha'asara Hem Ke'e Borim Shal Guf Echad. All of the 10 people coming together are like the limbs of a body. That with the limbs of the body disparate, if they're disconnected, it's lacking. 9 people is not a body. All the limbs together functioning, that's a body. Gufecha. So when you have 10 people together, Shabayam Shor Ashtina, that's when the Shekhinah comes together. When you have a body that's working, you have the Shekhinah in it. When you have 10 people coming, you have the Shekhinah. Just like man was created whole, and all the limbs were created together, so too when we have 10 people together, that is like a complete body. We have everything functioning in unison. Left side, where it says, the Shekhinah comes first. We're going to see this in the Gemara. Actually, let me do it outside. The Gemara in Brachos Vavar on the Aleph says, where do we know that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is found in a shul? Where do we know that the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is found in the shul? Brings the Pasuk of Tehillim, Elohim Nitzav Badaskel. That a Kaddish Baruch Hu is found in the Eid of the Minyan, in the shul. Minayin La'asara Shemis Palolim. Where do we know that 10 people who daven Shekhinah is with them? Same Pasuk. We also from an Eid. So the Gemara continues and says, from where do we know that if we have 3 people that are sitting in a base game, that the Shekhinah is with them? Brings a pasuk. Where do we know 2 people learning that the Shekhinah is with them? Where do we know that 1 person learning the Shekhinah is with them? So the Gemara asks, but if you have 10, if you have 3 that the Shekhinah is with them, when, why do you have to tell me 10? Of course the 10 has it. So the Gemara answers, there's a big difference. When you have a base team sitting, the Shekhinah only comes when they have sat down together as a base team. A minyan is different. The Shekhinah comes first to the shul, in anticipation of the minyan coming. And somebody once told me in the name of Rosh Hashiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching, and if we're late to Minyan, he's looking at the clock. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there before us. And if we're not there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, we're gonna get into this in a little bit. Where is everyone? Back with Kishah Shechina. Let me finish the right. We're gonna get to that right now. Kishah Shechina. Back Shin Dal Mem, left side. Kishah Shechina Makdemet Uba. The Shechina is there. Ubnei Adam Olo Bau. Asura Biyachat Teroi. The Shechina is there. The Minyan's not there yet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kore, Madu Abati Veinish, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, why am I here? Why, Madu Abati Veinish? What's Ish? What is Madu Abati Veinish? There's not one man? So he says, the Torah says beautifully, Ish, what did we just say Ish is? Ish is all of the Ivarim together. Where is the body? Where is the Minyan? The Minyan is represented by an Ish, a full person, represented by all the limbs working together. So too, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's come, it's time for Minyan. Then the minion's not there. There's not 10 people. He says, Madhu Bati Beinish. Why am I here? Shechina comes first. Einish, there's no minion here.
Applies if the minion is supposed to start at a certain time. And at that time, there's no
minion. At that minion. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the set time, there's no minion in the Shulia. Madhu Bati Beinish. Okay, so let's continue. Let's turn the page.
Maybe it's a minion that's known to be a little late.
You know, I don't know if how you're asking a fundamental question: is a Kaddish Baruch Hu a Yeti or not? I would say yes, and I would say that if there's a Zman of Sira and it doesn't start on time, it's a Bizayon. Madu Abati Beinish. Why said it at a time that it's not for real? I think it's a design. I think it's worse that there's a set time, but everyone decides when it's convenient for them to come to Shul. Madu Abati Beinish.
Rabbi, what time is this year?
8:30.
What time do we start?
This is the difference. We're not talking minions.
I know, but I'm saying it's the same concept. We
have a Kriyas at 8:35.
So that's what Josh is saying.
That's what I told him this morning.
No, but I'm saying in general, what if you have a minion that's known that you have a certain time you're supposed to start?
But then listen, 8:35. Because everyone knows, they start on time. Even when we say, what time does minion start? They start at, it's called for 8:30, but you go at 8:35.
That's
a design. I think it's a design. Okay, so Shin Mem Zayin.
Just for the record, Shurma had a couple of problems in the area, not.
So how many minutes does that give? It's not Polish, not 15 minutes.
Two
minutes
is not about the minutes. It's about the whole...
Yeah, V-Rock.
The whole lot.
Did you see the chandelier?
Yeah.
Shin Mem Zayin, bottom left. So there's a Gemara Bracha, Chesa Menalot, that says, Shikirasher Shama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, when the first creation of Yehudim, the Babel, Shemegim is Dikna Muflega, people in Babel that were living very old, they were able to live at a very old age. He asked, how is it possible they're living in Babel, not in Yerushalayim? The Pasuk says, Zaman Yirbu Yemechem, Yivei Benechem Al Hadamah. You have Arichus Yamin in Eretz Yisrael. What's happening there? So he says, it's because those people specifically, they're coming early to davening, and they're staying late in the evening. And in the schus of their coming early to davening, and they're staying late, that is the gift to them that they have a real Chisyami. They're meriting a real Chisyami.
The average Israel is 3 years longer than the average Israel.
It's interesting.
And your Shem is a lot of people over 100 years old.
I've got a bunch of source, though.
Yes.
And also we have the concept of the Mashiach comes, the shuls will be uprooted. When the Mashiach comes to Shul, it will be uprooted to Eretz Yisrael.
Even with all the boy children wars and everything like that,
the Eretz Yisrael is more clear. Okay, we're at Shin Mem Ches, Sameach. Bottom right, where it says, Benosaf Leskula Tamashkim. So there's a Gemara Brachah, five lines down there. The Gemara Brachah, Men Zayin on Abed, says as follows, Lo'olam Yashkim Adam Abed HaKinefet. What does Yashkim mean? Get up early. Yashkim Adam is basic, and that's today. Shiyiske, so we should merit. The Yimane Imatarishan, so we should be counted amongst the first 10 people in the minion. Shafilu Mea Bain Asarav, even 100 people come after him. Kibel Alav Sfakulam, he gets the scar of everyone after him. Of the first 10, he gets a schar of everyone who comes after that. So the Gemara asks, what does that mean, you get their schar? Does that mean they don't get schar at all? You get their schar, so they get nothing? So the Gemara answers, no, you get no same of schar. They get their schar. They came, but somebody who comes with the first 10, and the bigger the minion, the more schar you get the equivalent schar of everyone that comes after the first 10. The Aruch HaShulchan explains beautifully what this means. He says that the first 10 are the Gar'im. He doesn't use that language. Gar'im, what would we say? Is the nucleus. The seed, the nucleus for the minion. They have created the minion. The Shekhinah has come because of them. They created because of that. They are Zocha. They get the merit of everything that comes after their creation. Everything that comes afterward. Afilu Mishen, he adds on, Aruch HaShulchan, Afilu Mishen v'yocholas aliyas v'asari rishon. Even if you are not able to be amongst the first 10, you should still make an effort to be as early as possible, because there's still a milah. There's still a milah of coming as early as possible, because you are closer to the kedusha that was generated by the creation of that minion. That's the Aruch HaShulchan, and we're in Shin Mem Ches, the Ayin Kaf HaChaim, left side in the middle of the page, Ayin Kaf HaChaim, jump down a line, Shekasa V'yesh Ma'an Shei Maisa. There are people who have tremendous milahs about them, Shino Hagim, Shor Oso Ayom, the day. The day that they did not get to shul to be of the monk ten, somebody chaps their place, whatever it is, mitzani. They have a fast.
That's a diet.
To make up that severe. And he adds on, umikan tadin alecha is a knas. So anyone else, you're not going to fast, but there's a knas here. Take it seriously. If you're not making them the first 10, says the Kaf HaChaim, it's a very serious thing.
Okay, so later being the first and going
on. No, that we didn't say. That we didn't say. Because there's a concept of Zizim Matim in the Mitzvah. We have all day breathing versus this. So it's not possible. Okay, so Lamaisa, this deen, this halakha of being of the first 10 is sourced in the Gemara. Source in the Gemara. This is going to be important for us as we go on. It's a source in the Gemara. And what's interesting, if you're of the first 10, you get the far connected everyone else. How about within the first 10? Is it best to be number one? Reb Nachum, the Gabbai, opens up the shul. Is that he's got, because he has the key? Is that why he keys? You know, I'm not going to give anyone the key. And you have to wait outside, because... It's a bigger mila. But he's the first. Maybe it's different. Okay.
He's the first night.
First or the 10? I would say the first.
What time did he get there?
From midnight.
He gets it from midnight?
Yeah. Then he goes to mikvah at 3 or 3:30. And then he opens and it's over.
Wow, he's getting this far. He's getting this, a lot of
fun. Robert Burnett, he opens late. Wow. He don't get the surgery.
Yeah. Well, okay. good to daven with Reb Benachem. That's a privilege for us. So how about in the first 10? So there are three sheets that's brought down in this. The Kaf HaChaim says, Ba'asara HaRishonim, I'll just read it out loud because it's a short snippet. Ba'asara HaRishonim, Asman Ein Din Kedima Le'echad HaChaber. Within the first 10, there's no Kedima, there's no priority. One is equal to 10. All of them are equal, but why? The rationale. They've created what? One is nothing without 10. 10 is nothing without one. You need all of them equally to create the Shekhinah. So that's the opinion that's brought down by the Kaf HaChaim. The Machlokes Pisa Shekel brings a different sheet. Even within the first 10, there is a kedima. The earlier you are, the better. What does that mean? If you're number one, you get the schar connected two through however many, 100. If you're number two, you get the schar, your own schar, and three through every. If you're number four, and remember, three is getting exponent. I didn't see if somebody spelled this out, but I think this makes sense. If you're, for example, number two, you're getting your schar, and you're getting a huge schar for number three is getting connected his schar. He's getting schar for everyone after him, and you're getting the schar of number four. It's like an exponential. I didn't see anyone say this, but this makes sense. You're getting a connected fourth schar, so as early as you are, it's exponential. Number one gets two and three and four, and all everyone else multiple times. It's a tremendous myra. So shita number one was the first 10. Within the first 10, everyone's equal. Shita number two was, no, the earlier the better. And the shita number three, Menorah Samaor, says number 10 is the best. Of the first 10, number 10, why? Obviously, completed. He was mashing the minion. So that's the biggest matter. Now, that's not easy, because you're standing by the door, counting. How many inside? 7, and you wait for another 2, and then you got to jump in. What happens if 2 come together and they box you out? It's like I watch these kids get onto the hasod and they want to get their chairs, and I see them like the jockeying that happens getting onto the hasod. It would be a similar thing. Okay, so that's the deen. How would he be passing? Is that a question? No, we follow that sheeta, but I think probably the Machatita Sekel is probably the earlier you are. The earlier you are, the probably the better. But there are three sheetas. And then, how do we paskin? We said it's a Gemara. 10 first, great park, negit kulam. Shin mem tef, left side, where it says psak halacha. Right under that, shin mem tef, left side in the middle, psak halacha. B'shulchan aruch pasak. Yashkim adam lebeis hakinesis. You should wake up early, go to shul. Kedei, shimani ma'asar arishonim. In order to be of the first 10 there. Now, the commentaries explain. You have to daven in the minyan. We would have thought that this is a no-brainer, but it's not a concept that, oh, I was there, I learned in that place, I was of the first 10, I created the minyan, now I go daven somewhere else. You lose your spot then. Now, we've raised an interesting question. What I was the first 10, I was, you have to daven, you have to be part of the minyan. You have to get there of the first 10 and be there. But if you leave it, saying, if you daven elsewhere, you have to dafka shisalo shamiman. You have to daven. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm of the first 10 and I got to go out to the bathroom. I lose my spot. You know, I don't think that's how it works. I was of the first 10. I'm still in this minion. I can go out to the bathroom. I got my spot. I got my number still, and I can come back.
You don't know that for sure.
It makes sense. It makes sense. I created the shrine, I created the mini, I gotta use the bathroom. I should spend a life to go in the bathroom. That wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't make sense. Okay, so Weiser.
Rabbi, according to this also, you could be rolling out of bed at 8:30 and saying, you know what, I'm gonna be 20 minutes late to the 8:10 minion, you know, or I could be 20 minutes early to the 9 o'clock minion, so they get more star for going to the late.
I don't know, there's still, I don't know, because there's also Zvizim Matim in the mitzvah, Wilson's doing the mitzvah as well as possible. So I don't know. The Ben Ishchai, Shin Mem Tes, Ben, bottom left, the Ben Ishchai and the Kapachai, last line on the page, the Din Zehu Gam L'Mincha Maris. This applies not only for Shachas, it applies to Mincha Maris. Same concept applies. The Shechina. The Shechina is coming. The Shechina is coming. She knows what time Minyan is. Same concept. Same metaphysical concept. The Minyan is coming together. The Shechina is there to meet them. Same concept. Why should Shachas be any different from Minchamar? And he says, if you couldn't make Shachas, it's even more important to be there for the first end of Minchamar. That's what they say. Okay, so it's interesting. There's a Rishon that wrote the Sefer Klali, a mitzvah that applies this to every mitzvah. He says, we learn it. A binyanah from being the first into to first end, first into to being. We need alacrity also in order to be in. In alacrity also to. He says, binyan ad midin zek. Apparently, every mitzvah. Mina kodvi ba'atiyas a mitzvah. When we have a mitzvah, we should be running to it. And in fact, this week's parsha, the Nesim, we see that they were derelict in this, and we'll get to that in the Dvar Torah at the end. They were derelict. They didn't jump on the opportunity to the Nedava, to the donations of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the answer. Okay, so Din number two. Din number one, we said, we have the first 10. That's brought in the Gemara. That's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. Kedima. Kedima is it or isn't.
Why, accordingly, so why can't you go with it? You were the first 10 and then leave it to your thousand or
We'll see. We'll see in a little bit. Maybe that can be okay. Because you were there and with the 10. With the 10, I'm going to walk out, put on my towel, still and be back. I'm still part of the minions. Could be. Absolutely. Okay, so next theme. The Gemara doesn't say that the Shechina is constantly there in the shul. That the shul is always, the Shechina is always there in the shul. So I think we're talking about a special mila of the Shechina for the minion. For the minion. When the minion is there, it's special when you're there. Okay, so, Shin Nun, bottom left, B'Zchus Atifas, bottom left. B'Zchus Atifas Tzitzis. We're talking now about putting on the talis and filling that hole. So there's a merit in Indian to put on the tzitzis at home. So the Kapachaim says as follows, bottom left, Shkisha Adam Mithatit Tzitzis. When somebody puts on tzitzis, we didn't say talis, Zavka. Tzitzis could be the talis kata. Beyond the face of face, when he walked out of his door wearing that tzitzis. And we see a similar concept walking out of the door being surrounded by mitzvahs. We have our tzitzis on, we have a mezuzah there. We like the menorah on the left side and the mezuzahs on the right side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with that. Umala HaMashchi Zaz Misham. Walking out with your tzitzis on, remove the malach hamashchit, the nitzol hada mikol nezek ukomo mikol mashchit. You would be saved from any danger that could happen to you. There's a Zohar. We're on Shin Nun Aleph. Shin Nun Aleph right side, which says Biur Divrei HaZohar. Second paragraph down. Shin Nun Aleph right side, Biur Divrei HaZohar, Kishadam Yotzei Mibeis HaBeis and Talos HaTfilin. When somebody goes out of his house with his talos and tefillin, Milavi Nosla Beis HaKinesis HaShchina. Sounds like when we come back, the Gemara Shabbos cook you test, when we come back from shul and we're escorted by two angels. So too, when we go to shul with our talis and tefillin, we are escorted by the Shechina and two angels, one on the right, one on the left, and they give them a bracha. This is brought down l'alacha and the dark emotion of the machatis shekel, that when we are walked properly, prepared for shul, talis and tefillin, we are escorted to the shul. Okay, so an interesting question. We said, is it the talis katan or the talis? Which is it? Because it should be enough when I just put on a talis katan and fill in, where should I put on my talis gadol? When should I wear the talis? Well, since I have my beged katan at home and talis fill in, or do I have to put my talis on at home also? So shin nun aleph, there seems to be a machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, where it says pasak right side, pasak b'Shulchan Aruch, two paragraphs on the bottom, pasak b'Shulchan Aruch, b'lishu zayi b'talas katan. Somebody is careful about wearing a tzitzis, you'll be shenu, you should put it on at home, v'yaniach tzilin b'beiso, and put on your tzilin at home. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch. The yelech, levush, the tzitzis, you should go to shul wearing your tzitzis, umuchta b'tzilin, the basic essence, wearing your tzitzis, wearing your tzilin, crowned with your tzilin, b'sham yisate b'talas gadol, and when you get to shul, put on your talis. So you put on your talis, going to shul, at shul, the Ramah disagrees, ba'olam, nagu yisate at b'talas gadol kodem, the minhag ha'olam is to put on the talis, and then to put on a tefillin both at home and then go to shul like that. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, is this a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that the Shulchan Aruch is saying, put the talis on at shul, and the Ramah is saying, no, you put on the talis at home, just like the tefillin. Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful insight. He says, the talis is not a machlokes here. You have to look at how the Jews were living at the time of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. At the time of the Shulchan Aruch, the Jews were living amongst the non-Jews. They were not able to put on their talisim. That's a big statement. Mm-hmm. Putting on your talis amongst the non-Jews and walking to shul. So they relied to fulfill the Zohar, to have tzitzis on. They relied on the tzitzis itself and didn't put the talis on until they got to shul. But they put the tzitzis on. In the Ramah, how did the Jews live in ghettos? They were all living by themselves, not amongst the non-Jews. They could do whatever. There are benefits of being in the ghettos, a detriment also, but they had a benefit of being able to go not only with the tefillin, but also the talisim on as well. So, right. So here we see, even he says, even the Shulchan Aruch would agree that the ideal is to put the talis on at home. It's simply, if you're living amongst the non-Jews, that's not a possibility. So I don't know when this was written.
But he wrote in Sfat.
I don't know when this was written. He was also insane. He was in other places. He was in different places. So I don't know when this, but that's what the Aruch HaShulchan. Eino cholek al ha-beisot el ha-bizman ha-yudim zarim beinam u-bein atzman. That's what the Ramah. The Ramah was by themselves. The Shulchan Aruch was, he's saying, it could be there were amongst the non-Jews there. They said there was only Jews that were living in Sfat. I don't know. Okay, so we have an important question.
This is problematic.
Hold the question. We'll answer some get to that. Okay, we have two dinim now. Din number one is that we have to be of the first 10 in the shul. Din number two is that we put on our talis and tefillin at home and walk to shul prepared. What happens when there is a conflict between the two? And kashuta, we would have think that the first din, that we should be amongst the first 10 to the minyan, is based on a Gemara. They're also brought in the Shulchan Aruch. They're both brought in the Shulchan Aruch, but based on a Gemara. And the second din, that we should go with talis and tefillin, is based on a Zohar. So we would think the halakha would trump the Zohar, and in particular, to be of the first 10. That we're creating a minion. Upon 10 of the Shekhinah Shoreh, we would have thought things to say that the first din should win out. put on your talis and say, I want to be at the first tent. I want to get the shul. Mention the Gemara. I want to get the shul first. I'll put on my talis and tefillin after. I have to compromise on something, so I'll compromise on where I put the talis and tefillin on. Now, the Maisa, both the Sephardic and Ashkenazic poskim say that the second deen of putting on talis and tefillin trumps the first deen of being of the first ten. Meaning, if there's a conflict, it is more important to put on the talis and tefillin at home and not be amongst the first ten than be of the first ten and not be able to put on the talis and tefillin at home. So as follows. Shin Nun Gimel, left side, where it says the Kaf HaChaim, where two paragraphs from the bottom. Shin Nun Gimel, two paragraphs from the bottom. The Kaf HaChaim. What? Is there somebody that davens in the Neis Minyan that drives a talis and tefillin on?
So yeah.
Yeah, sure. The mitzvah not to walk. So it's a double mitzvah. You put on talis and tefillin, and to drive rather than walk is wonderful. So because now there is a mitzvah schar halicha. So that you get more schar halicha.
The guy with his tips is hanging out from his door. The car was
gone. Yeah. It happens often. Yeah. I every morning I have to pull it in. So the b'kaf hakayim. Al Dibre Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yelech labush v'tzitzis v'muchta v'tzilin v'beis ha'kenes. You should go dress with your tzitzis and your tzilin to the shul. Shemitzvah zo kodemet l'mitzvah siyot ma'asar mi'ishoni v'beis ha'kenes. This mitzvah, putting on talis and tzilin, is more important than the mitzvah of being of the first ten. And he gets it from the Arizal. He gets it from the Arizal. Because they say, because of a good question, the question is better than the answer, but they say we see that Arizal had the choice of both, and he was mocked to put on talis and tefillin at home rather than being of the first ten, and he was not of the first ten. So they passed him like the Arizal. Now this is going to get a little bit more convoluted. The Arizal lo haya echa min arishonim, but they bring two reasons, not just one reason. Reason number one, Kehutzah b'fana sh'ayel acholi. He had to get intestinal issues. So every morning he had to deal with his intestinal issues. That made him late. And in addition, a second reason, he wanted to put on talis and tefillin at home and not in shul. And because he couldn't do it too early, kodem or ayom, he couldn't put on before Mishiyakir, he couldn't put it on. And there were 10 people that were getting to shul and not being mocked about it, so he lost his slot of being the first 10.
But again, why is that losing your slot? If minions are supposed to start at a certain
time. Hold the question. Very good question. He was putter. He was on it. He couldn't. Why is he losing a slot? So that's the bigger question then, and we're going to get to that in a minute, Hashem, is we know that there are many people that are not masked about putting on talis and tefillin at home. Many people come and they put it on in shul. What can they rely on? Certainly, chutzpah is even a stronger argument that you're going to go into the talis and tefillin, you get pulled over by the police, right? There's a... So what do we rely on? So we're on Shin Nun Dalet. Shin Nun Dalet, left side, which says Tam Rishon Hakol. We're going to go through three different reasons that we can be lenient, if it applies, to put on talis and tefillin not at home. So, but Magen Avraham, Kasav, Tibamakom Shemitsuyin Akom Barakov, in a place that there are non-Jews, primarily non-Jews, with Kulei Alma. He starts at the chaser beis hakanesh. Everyone says you should put on your talis and tefillin where?
Outside
the shul. So, okay, you can't do it at home, but don't put it on in the shul. It should be put on. So there are two deenim here. One deen is leaving your house with talis and tefillin. The other deen is walking into shul ready to daven with your talis and tefillin. We can't do the one leaving from home, but at least when we get into shul, we should have a talis and tefillin. So put it on outside the shul and walk in. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, with these manenu nowadays, we can't do it. They were growing up in Europe amongst the non-Jews. No one could do it at that time. You understand? We're amongst the non-Jews. Now, the Ben Ish Chai says as follows, that it's in a place that there are a lot of non-Jews around outside. We can't walk in public like that. Yesh Chachamim Yitchachmim Yilbosh Talis Dak. What people would do is they would put on a very thin talis, not very viewable. They would put on tiny tefillin that could be hidden by a hat. and they would put on a jacket over the talasim so it couldn't be seen at all. They would wear one of those one of these hats right here. Thank you for wearing that. Right, you put the tiny tefillin on, tiny little tefillin, okay. Have the visor on, and you put on. It's not. The Gemara says it's a matzui. You can't have. There's a whole discussion of if it's how heavy is it and what's the purpose. The design is a matzui you were carrying on, but if it's not, it's not for a disgraceful purpose. You're here. You're trying to. You want to wear it. So it wouldn't be for a disgraceful purpose, so we would be monitoring that. So he says that the Ben Yisrael says, the people that would do this, that would cover up, and then when they would get to shul, they would put on the real tefillin. This would just tefillin take, be Mekai and the Deen of leaving their houses. And the Ben Yisrael brings another option, put on your Rabbeinu Tam at home, people who would wear Rabbeinu Tam, put them on at home. Go to shul with that, and you don't see a bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. So then you'd be changed when you get to shul. Change your tefillin to your Rashi tefillin, say the bracha then, and then walk into shul like that. So he brings different ways to get it. The Rabbeinu Tam was tiny; they have tiny Rabbeinu Tam. So
the reason you don't make a bracha is because you made a bracha on Rashi.
He says no. According to the Ben Ishai, he says that's not the case.
Really?
He says shiul bracha based on tefillin for Rabbeinu Tam shiaseu katan. Rabbeinu Tam put that v'zeh tefillin belapach inam avarach alav. Dame of Baruch and Atulin to Rabbeinu Tam. We don't say Baruch on Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi says, we say the Baruch on it and then the Mela. So put on this Rabbeinu Tam without, tiny Rabbeinu Tam, so stay without the Baruch, walk to Shul, and then say the Baruch on Rashi. So what we're doing here is, because they were tiny, and then you wouldn't have to, you wouldn't have tiny, they wanted that. No, they would have, and it could be that you were Mekayim, so all Chayim and Menuch of the Shul, Iker Mitzvah, because another course, because then you're not putting on for the Iker Mitzvah. You're doing it specifically to enable you to do that Mitzvah, to walk into Shul with it, and then you put on your main Shulin. I hear the Taina. Okay, so.
If you accidentally put on your main Shulin first, and you made a Bracha on them, you have to make another Bracha.
Don't know. Probably not. Probably not, but I don't know. I don't know. No, you just... According to Ben Ishai, you don't say. I'm not being with them. Okay, so... No.
No?
But you want to speak about that afterwards?
That's why you put it on at home. You get the Chutzim Ashur. The top, so in the middle. No,
it's all for dimension.
All for dimension?
Yeah. Okay, so let's continue. So another reason to be Mekel. That's like I mentioned. I think we were over there. That's a similar concept of the menorah, right? To be surrounded by the mitzvah. So we have the mitzvah, we have the halachah. So to the menorah, we have that. Right, I didn't call it the food.
That would be the machmir between putting it on before you go to shul or putting it on your house.
Well, no, but it, you have to be Mekayim, the Deen of the Zohar, to walk out with the halachah and shul.
From your house.
From your house.
Because you have the mitzvah.
No, it's not even. It's not connected to the mitzvah. In the picture, well, we of course we have a mitzvah. We would not have a mitzvah, but it's a deen to walk. It's not because I have a mitzvah that I have a deen like that. It's not the okay. So number two, reason number two why we could be mekel. The Mishnah Berura says shin nun hey bottom right. The Mishnah Berura din yodeya sheyelech derech mavuasa matunafos. If you know you're going to go through dirty places, you're going to be passing by filthy garbages, and you can't walk in the middle of the street away from it, whatever it is. Osha Mitsui and Nochrim, if you have dogs that are going on the streets. Osha Mitsui, no. Or Shemitsui and Nochrim. Chasu Shalom. This is the first heter is Nochrim. But he just brings it together. Yeah. So you should put it on Bakhatu Beta Knesset. But if you can't, in EFR, you can still put it on. Even if you know you're going to be walking through dirty places, just cover them up. Cover up with a jacket, cover with your hat, cover up with your hand when you're passing the dirty places. That's not going to be ma'akivish. So regardless, we have two spars to be lenient. If we live amongst non-Jews, that doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply here. Number two, if we're walking through filthy places, really doesn't apply here, except if there's a garbage strike, then it would apply. And Tom, number three. It's a quasi-sakana, yeah. It is, yeah. We can't do our chashok. It's not relevant.
My grandmother for years in Lawrence was very upset that a lot of people started putting on walking to shul in their talis. She says, "What is it? We don't live in it. It's not Yerushalayim. We're not living amongst old Jews." Mm-hmm. My question is, it probably got to a point where it's amongst old Jews.
Yeah.
But would you have said that back then they shouldn't have?
I don't know if it's a shunta, but it obviously wasn't a sakana back then.
Right, right. I'm saying forget sakana. Is this an issue of related to sakana, or is it related to?
I think it's a sakana or to between Akam Baruch Hu Kulei Yom Yitzchak. You know, I don't know. It doesn't. You're feeling too comfortable. I've heard people that bring that far. Wearing a talis, you're too comfortable. This isn't your place. So that's I have heard that far. I have heard that far.
It sounds like there's two issues, Rabbi.
She's from Europe, right?
Yeah.
She probably, you know, felt that a lot of immigrants felt that, you know, they racial to America for letting them in.
Right. Let's keep a low profile. Yeah, I mean, and there's something to that. And there's something
like
to say.
Two issues. One issue is going from your house to the shul, and the other one is coming
into the shul. With correct. Yeah. That's correct. Okay, so that's for number two, going to dirty places. For number three. Don't get me started. So shin nun hey. Shin nun hey. Left side. Third svara to be lenient. Now we're going to get back into Jonathan's question. So we're in the Orach HaShulchan. Shunan Hei, top left, Orach HaShulchan Hevi. Shalohaya HaRizal Ma'asar Rishonim Be'Beis HaKnesset. The Rizal was not one of the first ten in the Shul. Mibnei Shahar Be'Bal Kodem Or Ayom. Because many people got there before the day, before they could put on talis and tefillin. V'hu Lo Ratz HaLeila. He didn't want to go without talis and tefillin. So by default, he was unable to go. He preferred putting on talis and tefillin at home, and he missed the opportunity. So the Orach HaShulchan continues. Next paragraph down to Mikomakom. Hey, Orach HaShulchan, Shekama, is what Jonathan said. Shekama Gedolim Chalkubazeh. There are a number of Gedolim that disagree. The Kodem Or Ayom, if it's before the day, before you can put on talis and tefillin, Adayin Ein Zaman Tzitzis Tefillin, when it's not yet the time of talis and tefillin, Leis Lanba. It doesn't apply then. If you can't put it on, you're an onus. There's no way to do it. So you go to shul and be of the first ten, because you weren't able to be Mekayim, the Patalas, and still in at home. That's not what Zohar was talking about. And he says, the Arizal, why was he at home, and why wasn't he of the first ten? Because of the other reason we brought, that he had intestinal problems. He had intestinal problems, he couldn't go to shul until he took care of that every morning. That's why he wasn't of the first ten. But even Arizal, based on that, would be of the first ten. That's more important than putting on the talis and tefillin at home. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Kishir Ayom, I'll just read it out loud, Kishir Ayom, Yotzer Tov, Shiyetzer L'chatz HaBeis HaKnesset. If you are in shul, if you have a chavrus in shul, for example, what should you do? You should get out of shul, put on your talis and tefillin, when it's time for talis and tefillin, and then enter shul with the talis and tefillin, because we're doing the kayim, the second din still, of walking into shul with a, even if I was there, and the Kafa Chaim says, what happens if I forgot my talis and tefillin in shul?
Go in,
take
it out.
So ideally send somebody to get it for you, so you're going to enter without them. If not, go in and get them, and then head back out and put them on. Put them on. And then he brings another sheet to the Kapachain. If you're in the shul, or this would apply the same thing, it talks about Yimei HaSlichah. Slichah can get there very, very early. You can't put on talis and tefillin yet. You go to the mikvah very early, whatever it is. The ideal still would be to go home, put talis and tefillin on at home, because then you're Mekayim both, leaving your home, leaving your door with talis and tefillin, and also going to shul with talis and tefillin. If you don't go all the way home, at least get out of shul, put on talis and tefillin, to give me kind the dean of entering the shul with talis and tefillin. Okay, last point here is how about a Shabbos that we don't wear tefillin. So Kipshut of the Kafa Chaim says that the Ikar Adin, if you look at the Zohar, the key is the tefillin. Because we even said in the Zohar that the Shulchan Aruch was saying that you can even put your talis on in shul, and as long as you're wearing your talis kafan, that's enough. So the ikur din has to do with tefillin. So this, based on that, would not apply in Shabbos. You wouldn't have to wear your talis to shul on Shabbos. Doesn't apply to that. However, the Minhag Yishol Torah is written by a chassid in brilliant sefer in Borough Park. He says, nonetheless, the minhag of chassidim, and all chassidim, some chassidim would be also on Shabbos, even if it's just a talis, they would wear the talis.
Do you think they don't wear it during the week?
They should, I don't know.
So I'm saying, like, if you look on the streets, like, if you see chassidim on Shabbos, they wear talis.
They wear the talis?
But during the week, they
wear it. For caring purposes, probably, that they do it. Okay, so just to recap quickly, we talked about the union of a base Knesset. being there on time. The Shechina knows what time shul starts, and we brought down the two dinim. Din number one being of the first 10. And who? What, and the priority of the first 10, is it number 1 is the best, number 10 is the best, or anything, or all equal, whichever it is, great to be of the first 10, you get Shechar Kenegu Kulam. And the second din that we brought down is to put on talis and tefillin at home, at a minimum, if it's not at home, because of whatever reason, we linger amongst the non-Jews, if we forgot the talis and tefillin at home, if we're walking through dirty places, if it's too early in the morning, nonetheless, one should go out of shul, put on the talis and tefillin at home, in a library, in a different room, and then walk in with talis and tefillin into the shul where that one is davening in. Okay.
Is there any asher every day? You've been quoting
the authority. Oh, we've been quoting our Hashofen, Mishabur, all Ashkenazi. Yeah.
You've been quoting a Kapachai. Are there parts of it?
Sure. He's the one who says, "Nah." He's the Shulchan that put your talis on at shul. The Rosh Hashanah says, "No, talis also at home. Talis with the tefillin at home." Says Ramah. Yeah. Okay. So quick word on Parsha. Because it's not because it's not the shul that you're davening. It's not the shul you're davening. It's a good question. Some shuls are very problematic. Like if you go in Rabbi Bess's shul, right? If you can enter into the entrance in Los Angeles, you'd have to put your fill-in on the sink to do it, or have a chair and be hanging out like in a small room. Yeah. Or are they? It's because of lack of information, not because there's any evidence. So we just take a chair out and put our fill-in on, and put the talus bag on the chair. And that you walk out of shul.
Walk into shul with your
talis. Oh, it's based on Zohar. It's based on Zohar.
How often are we knowing about
the Zohar? Bala, Lachem, Shulchan Aruch.
I mean, other than CBM guys.
It's Bala, this is Bala, Lachem, Shulchan Aruch. This is Bala, Lachem. Yeah? It's in that way. You would have to do it in the coat room with the thing. Not convenient. You put a chair and you put on your towel for someone. It's always possible.
It's always possible. Most people don't do it because you don't.
It's not halacha.
Yes. It's toil in the chaver.
Yes.
Where would the guy go? What?
You know, they tell the story. I think it was a fitness rabbi. I don't remember which rabbi it was. Went over, you probably all heard the story. Anyone who's obviously by Barrow Wine has heard the story. Who went over to the person after Shmoneh Esrei and said to him, Shalom Aleichem. And the person said, what do you mean Shalom Aleichem? I never didn't go away. He said, I saw you, Shmoneh Esrei. You were all around the world except here. Okay, a quick board on Parsha. This is Parsha Truma talks about the donations to the Beis HaMikdash, and there were 13 type of materials that were called for donations, and they are listed, enumerated at the beginning of the Parsha. Zahav, Kesef, etc., Tchelet, Argaman, goes through a whole list, ends up with spices. The Orach Chaim points out that this is in descending value order. Goes from the most value to the least value. Gold, silver, this, that, spices. There's one exception. Right after it gets to the cheapest, the spice is what's listed. Avnei Shalom, Avnei Niluim. What's Avnei Shalom? The jewels that were used for the Choshen and the Ephod. Jewels, expensive jewels that have come before gold. It shouldn't be at the way in. So the Orach Chaim says, why are the Avnei Shalom, the Avnei Niluim out of order? So he brings three reasons. The third of the reasons that he brings is as follows. How did Klal Yisrael get the expensive jewel? They fell, the Gemara Yuma says, it fell with the man. It fell with the man. They got it easily. So based on that, the Orach Chaim says, it is in the order of value. From the beginning, to the last. However, the value of a Kaddish Baruch Hu isn't based on dollars and cents. The value of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is based on the effort you put into something. And because they put zero effort, brought to me by the Nesim, they put zero effort into getting those Avnei Shorim, the Avnei Milim that came right to them from the heavens. Zero effort, that is, in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes, the least valuable of all the in our items. Eyes, it's the most valuable. Kaddish Baruch Hu is the least valuable. And that's the major yisod that we learn based on the Torah Chaim, that when a Kaddish Baruch Hu is looking at value, he's looking at effort put in, how hard we work at something, and not who can write the biggest check or who knows the most in shots or whatever, but who stitches the most in order to acquire that knowledge. Have a good Shabbat.